by faith we see the hand of God. In the light of creation's grand design, in the lives of those who prove His faithfulness, who walk by faith and not by sight.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Hey, listen, I missed yesterday, and I apologize. Thank you again for joining us. If you're following along, missed yesterday. It's been chaotic at my house. My kids haven't been in school in 6 days, and so it's nuts. We've had some work going on at the house, some painters and some other things, and so it's just been kind of crazy, but glad to be back with you. I just didn't get a chance to record, but I'm back with you this morning, and I'm excited about it. Matthew chapter 22 is one of those chapters in Matthew's gospel that is full of great stories. Stories with which you're familiar, the parable of the wedding feast. Then you've got the story of paying taxes to Caesar. Then you've got the story of the Sadducees asking Jesus about the resurrection. If you've been reading with us in our devotional plan or our Bible reading plan, you know that this is a great chapter, and there's some great stories. Then it ends with the greatest commandments, and then whose son is Christ. And so I really wrestle with what part of Matthew 22 did I want to talk about this morning briefly. And I think I'm going to start with verse 1 and the parable of the wedding feast and go through verse 14. So if you just read with me, I'd appreciate it. Here we go. And again, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. And again, he sent his servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his own farm and another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated him shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their cities. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you can find.' And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good, so the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and cast him out to the other darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen.'" Man, this is a great couple of stories, y'all. And as I think about it, really it's one great story, but a couple parts to this story. The king has set up a wedding feast for his son. Now, obviously, when you get going, hopefully you already make a connection. God set up a wedding feast for his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The bride, of course, is the people of God, the church of Jesus Christ. We find that in the rest of the scriptures. He sets up a wedding feast for his son, a big party to celebrate the nuptials of his son with his bride. He sends out servants to all of those who invited all these different people, and sent out servants to all those invited, and the servants went out to get them, and those people said, "No, thank you, I've got other plans." The feast was ready. The king was ready. And the people had other plans. They had other obligations. They had other things they'd rather do. Some went to their farms. Some went to their businesses. Some just simply went their own way. And some got angry enough to seize the servants and kill them. And the king was angry at this, as you can imagine. So he sends his troops, destroys those murderers, and burns their city. He just brings utter destruction on them because they refused to come to his wedding feast that he has prepared for his son. So then he says to his servants who are left, "Hey, listen, go into the highways and the byways. Go out into the main roads and go out and see if you can't find somebody who could come to the wedding feast." And so they go out to whomever they can find and invite them to the wedding feast. And these people who were not originally invited are excited about coming to the wedding feast, and they come. And they come, and when the king comes to investigate the guests, he finds that they're all there, but one person has shown up and has gone in without dressing appropriately, having on a wedding garment. And he says to him, how is it that you are in here without this on?" And the king said, he was speechless. The king said, "Bind him up, cast him into utter darkness. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen." I love this little story. I hope it's pretty explanatory, self-explanatory, but let me just draw your attention to a few things. Number one, it has to do with God's invitation to his people, the Jews, to come to the wedding feast of his son to welcome the Messiah. Well, they have other things to do. They reject the Lord Jesus as the Messiah, and so they go in their own way. And as they go their own way, the king gets angry, and he will bring judgment upon those who do not receive the Messiah as the Lord of glory. And he brings utter judgment upon them in his judgment of the last day. And so then he goes out and he sends the invitation to all who would come, to the Gentiles, as it were. So he sends the invitation out to the Gentiles, and they come. And anybody who wants to come can come. And so the invitation goes out to the Gentiles. The Jews rejected Jesus. Now the Gentiles are brought in. That's you and me. We have the privilege of coming into faith, to the family of God by faith. And so we come, and we come clothed in the robes of Jesus, putting on faith and repentance. But there finds a person in there who does not have those robes on, who does not have faith and repentance on, is not dressed appropriately. And so he is bound up and thrown into the outer darkness, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You have to come into the wedding banquet through faith and repentance, clothed in the garments that God gives you through Jesus Christ, the wedding garments. And God gives them to you through faith in Jesus Christ. And you have the privilege of coming in to that feast. You have been called by God. You've been chosen if you've accepted that call in faith and repentance. Many are called, but few are chosen. The gospel call goes out to all peoples and says, hey, listen, this is Jesus. Trust him. And some choose him and some do not. Those who do choose him are chosen by God. Those who do not are not chosen by God, and they will pay the consequences for their rejection of Jesus. Hey, guys, that's kind of sobering, but it's also encouraging. Hope you guys have a great day. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow as we continue on in our reading of Matthew's Gospel. Take care.